Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm on Kevin Wilson. Kevin Wilson is a 35-year-old male and reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 11-3-20. Apparently he was loading a trailer. Apparently the patio door was stuck and he pulled down on it, causing this injury. Apparently he went to the emergency room in Washington Township afterwards. Apparently with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be tendinosis. Apparently he did accept an injection, which did not help. Apparently he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, paragraph, as per the records supplied, Mr. Wilson was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 11-3-20. Apparently he stated he was trying to hold up a heavy object with his left arm and felt pain in the left shoulder and arm. Apparently, he underwent x-rays of the shoulder and forearm that were read as unremarkable. Apparently he was then treated and released. Apparently paragraph on 11-3 describes that on 11-3-20, he was also seen by Dr. Bajarski. Period. He noted the emergency department excused him from work through 11-6-20, and he was placed on a shoulder immobilizer. Period. He related the Motrin did not help. Period. He went home from the emergency room and went to sleep. Period. Dr. Bajarski had him undergo a left shoulder MRI on 11-21-20. Period. It showed rotator cuff tendinosis with no evidence of rotator cuff or labral tear. Period. Follow-up continued through 12-8-20, period. In paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Barry Grimer on 5-4-21, period. He stated he had returned to work but had no physical therapy or injections, period. Dr. Glimmer also diagnosed impingement with tendinosis of the left rotator cuff. Period. Corticosteroid injection was then administered to the shoulder, and he was placed on modified activities. Period. Of follow-up on 6-1-21, Dr. Glimmer recommended physical therapy. Period. He was going to avoid any heavy manual lifting, pushing, or pulling activities at work. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 11-3-20. Kevin Wilson was trying to prevent a box from falling and injured his left upper extremity. Apparently he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were of the shoulder and forearm were negative. Period. He also saw Dr. Bajarski the same day. Period. He recommended continued conservative care. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 11-21-20, as noted above. Period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Glimmer. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered, and he was referred for physical therapy. Period. It is unclear whether Mr. Wilson actually attended any therapy sessions. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found him to have full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had intact strength and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. He has made a full recovery from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.